It was showered in December. It all December, because then it's 1st of March, everybody had to work in the field nearly.
I see. So school did what in March?
School rubbed through and blew away, and they didn't have no more school till the next December.
School, in March, school turned.
And 7 months was up, 3 months, the school was up. They had, always just had one teacher, you know.
And school let out in
March? School let out, people down the farm, and you see, the children that worked in the field. And then when that fall, when they gathered that together, the crop, they went back to have this 3 months of school.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, when a boy and a girl were seeing a lot of each other, tell me about the relations between them.
Well, they didn't really get to see each other much, so they didn't see if they lived so far apart. And they had, most of the time you walked. If you had a little party, they just walked, you know, and they'd go see each other. And if they come to see each other, maybe they'd sit around, really just in a house, you know, and just sit down. There wasn't nowhere to go or anything, nowhere, anything like that. Anything.
What did you say you were doing? You were, you know, if a boy and a girl were spinning.
Well, they just say that's their sweethearts, you know. They come to see so-and-so. Then maybe they get out of the far end of the porch and sit there and talk, you know, while the old folks maybe was up at the other end, you know, and everything. And people married younger than, that, you know, most of them that do now. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. A lot of people marry young now, too, and everything. And so that's pretty all what they had to do. Maybe they had to get together and have a picnic, you know, a Sunday school picnic, you know. As good as I said, most of them went to the creek, you know, down on there or something. Or maybe they'd have a little barbecue at some of his houses, you know, like that, things like that. But that's mostly what they done for entertaining each other or anything.
Well, you said he would call her his what?
A sweetheart.
And she was his?
Yeah. She's his sweetheart.
She called her
sweetheart, and he was her sweetheart.
She
was his sweetheart, and he was her sweetheart. What they always say, you know.
Well, any other names for it, you know?
No, I don't know if it's just divorce or anything.
Jularkey or something like that?
No.
Thrill or anything?
No, I don't think they did. I don't remember if they did that, anything.
Yeah. And a fellow might come home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother would say, you've been...
Well, they didn't have no collar.
His collar.
Oh, his collar. Oh, well, yeah. Well, honey, they didn't have lipstick when I come home. They didn't know what lipstick was.
Yeah.
No, they didn't have lipstick.
Well, you know, little brother would say, I bet you've been out.
No, see, I didn't. Well, see, I had three brothers, but I was the youngest one of them, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, of course, they was all, my oldest two brothers were gone when I come home, you know, most of the time. But I said they didn't have nothing like that. If they carried a girl, where they carried in a buggy, you know, it was horse and buggy. All the family went, they went in a wagon, you know, together. Maybe the boy would come over there and go with the girl he'd go with, he'd go with them, but they went to church, you know, or to have revivals and things, you know, like that for the day.
I see. You say going with a girl. Any other thing, you know, you say he'd be doing what? He'd be going with her, he'd be...
Well, he'd just say he'd just be going with her. And I said most times they didn't go for themselves. They went with the whole family. They'd never be going, you know, much for themselves like they do now. If he come over there, they was going to church. Well, he got in the wagon and went on to church with them. They'd be going to church to sit down together and, you know, things like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I said, that's both of what all they done. As I said, when I come home that way.
But a boy, he said he was what, courting her? Or?
Well, he'd call her his sweetheart most of the things. You know, he'd say that's his sweetheart, or she'd say that's her sweetheart, or something like that. He'd say he's courting her. You just call her a sweetheart, or something like that. You know.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything like that.
Now, if she didn't want to, you know, stay with him, she'd do what? You'd say she...
Well, I don't know if she stayed. I think she just would always stay with the crowd instead of stay with him, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
And what would they say, you know, if she'd say, she did what to him?
She didn't say anything. She'd just say, well, I don't like him no more. Or he'd say, I don't like her no more. I'm going to get me a new girl or a new boyfriend, something like that, you know.